Very, very much, Mr. Spencer. I enjoyed that immensely. Goodbye. Mr. Spencer, the pianist, really a very, very fine pianist. Paul Whiteman heard him play about 5 weeks ago and offered him a job as his chauffeur. But I guess money isn't everything with Mr. Spencer. But for a pianist, he really has a marvelous sense of humor. He was telling me a story the other day about an older brother of his who had been very, very ill for a long time in Europe, and he finally went up to see his doctor, and the doctor told him that he'd have to get a lot of exercise and air and everything, but he must be very, very careful and not lift anything heavy. So he got a job as a garbage man in Scotland. Of course, I very seldom tell Scotch stories. They're generally all alike. Although I know a Scotchman who went into a butcher shop and he said, give me a nickel's worth of hamburger and wrap it up in today's paper. I told that story about 3 weeks ago in Philadelphia. I happened to be playing there and the joke did very well for me. That is, those who were awake enjoyed it immensely. And I had quite an experience, though, in Philadelphia. While I was there, there was a little lady in the audience that I met who was very anxious to go on the stage. And I understand that she has appeared in a lot of local amateur productions in Philadelphia, like the Elks Minstrels and things of that sort. And I promised her that if she joined me here, that I'd let her try out my act. She really has a lovely voice. She has a sort of a nervous soprano. I don't know whether you've heard just that kind. Well, anyway, she came on to join me. Of course, her mother came with her. Everything happens to me. And she's standing right over here in the entrance, and I'm going to have her come on and sing a little song. And incidentally, she has been in the movies, never on the speaking stage, but she has been in the movies for about 3 years. That is until they finally decided to have men ushers. I'll have her come right on and sing a little song. She's cute. Marie, I want you folks to meet Marie Marlowe. Miss Marlowe, who going to do a little song for you. We've been kind of going around together, cute girl at that. We've been going around together for quite a while, that is, since she's been in town. And I've grown to be very fond of Marie, and I think she likes me, too. I don't know, you like me, don't you, Marie?
Yes, I do, Mr. Benny.
Certainly. Why should I be an exception? But anyway, I'm going to ask Marie to sing a very popular song. A little song called Mary Ann. And she does this beautifully. I'm sure you like it. Marie, sing Mary Ann for the ladies and gentlemen the way you did it at the Elks after you were there a while.
But, Mr. Benny, You promised me that if I worked in your act, I could tell a story.
It's starting already, the whole thing. No, I've heard you tell stories before, really. I think it'd be much better if you sing Mary Ann. I'm sure it will.
But I don't want to sing Mary Ann. I want to tell a story.
How does Gus Edwards handle him? This is really my first venture as a producer. You want to tell the story? Is this the story you told me on the train coming over? The same story. Well, I think you better sing Mary Ann. I'm a little bit afraid of that one. I wouldn't tell it if I were you.
But I changed the finish of it.
Pardon?
I changed the finish of it.
Oh, you fixed it up a little bit? I see. Well, I'll tell you what you do. You whisper the story to me, and if I feel that it's fit for these ladies and gentlemen to hear, I'll let you tell us. Partners, Inspector. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the story. The little lady will sing Mary Ann. I hope I've settled that. I doubt that I have.
Well, Mr. Benny, if I can't tell a story, let me do my imitations.
Oh, you do imitations, too. You do everything, don't you? Well, what do you imitate, or who?
Well, I imitate all the big stars on the stage.
All the stars of the stage? Just the stars. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't fool with the rest of the cast or anything. See, what star would you like to imitate today? I mean, who have you in mind?
Well, I can imitate Sophie Tucker and the four Marx Brothers of the Apocalypse and...
The four Marx Brothers of the Apocalypse. Can't you do three of them today? No, you have to do the four, I see.
And I can imitate a pig.
A pig?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that ought to be lovely. And see, the four Marx Brothers and a pig. Just one? You imitate just the one pig?
No, I imitate five pigs at one time.
Five pigs at one time. That's marvelous. Really, I imagine that's rather difficult, though, being that each pig has his own personality. Well, maybe the folks would like to hear a pig today. You might pig it. Do you care to pig it?
But, Mr. Benny, my best imitation is Florence Reed in the Shanghai Gesture.
Florence Reed in the Shanghai Gesture. That's your best. Well, the funny thing, I've never seen Florence Reed. I imagine I'd enjoy that. Give us a little of Florence Reed in the Shanghai Gesture. This theater can be emptied in 3 minutes. Chinese, I imagine. Go ahead.
I did not die. I survived. The pearl fish is a crayon. The nugget men of South Wales. Yes, I survived them all. Hate helped me. The devil helped me. I live.
What do you do besides imitations? All of that was awfully good of Florence Reed. Really, I enjoyed that very much. Funny thing, I've never seen Florence Reed. I won't have to bother going now at all. What else do you do in the line of entertainment?
I can recite.
Pardon?
I can recite.
I was afraid of that. You recite. Well, what would you like to recite? What poem or ode?
Well, would you like to hear one of my poems?
One of your poems? One that you wrote yourself? Nothing bothers you, does it? Well, maybe the... All right, I'll let you recite the little poem. But, Marie, wouldn't you rather sing the chorus of some popular song? I imagine the folks would rather hear something popular.
No, I don't feel very well. I don't feel like singing.
You don't feel like singing? Why?
I have a pain right here.
You have a pain there? Well, that's... You have acute indigestion.
Pardon me?
I say you have acute indigestion.
Oh, gee, I bet you tell that to all the girls.